Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. Today we're going to be chasing after cryptids once again, trying to uncover new species. These subscribers, as usual, sent in experiences they claim to be true, but it is up to you whether or not you believe in them or not. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it be an experience with a cryptid or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, hit that like button, sit back, relax, and let's get into some spooky stories that'll keep you up tonight. Hello, I'm a 30-year-old guy from Cartersville, Georgia. 3 months ago, my mother and I encountered a giant black figure fleeting off of our porch as fast as the flash from DC that stopped our cigarette smoking for that night. This isn't about that, and believe me, this actually happened. This isn't about that story, though. And, this story that I'm going to share just happened. I was driving into the woods to drop off a passenger. I will not use my name in fear of the consequences that come from mentioning it. There is native blood in my family. Anyways, I dropped off my passenger and went to turn my car around, and it felt like I hit something. It felt like something scraped the bottom of my car. I got out thinking that maybe whatever I hit would still be there. But it wasn't. I couldn't see a thing. It was about 12:30 a.m. I get back in my car and start to leave. The air had the sharpest, putrid smell. But I was thinking it was probably just some sort of dead animal or something, because there are plenty of animals out here. I then saw eyes that were shining in the dark. At the time, it didn't run through my mind until I thought about how weird it is that the eyes would even be shining with no lights on them. Listening to Swamp Dweller and just other creepy stuff at night wasn't helping me either. So I drove home, but I swear I kept seeing something moving really fast behind me until I got to the city limits. I thought I was safe as I got to something man-made. But I was not. When I got home, I got something to eat and went outside listening to cryptid scary stories, smoking a cigarette. Something just did not feel right, like I was being watched. I didn't get up until I heard a dog growl, and then heard something straight out of a horror movie. I heard a whine, then a snap as if something had been snapped in half. All the dogs were going crazy until I turned around. Then, my neighborhood went silent. I put my back to the door, grabbed the doorknob, and walked backwards, right inside my house. Before I could fully close the door, something tried to open it. If I wasn't bracing against the door, it might have gotten in, but I deadbolted it and chained it, and I just stood there. Then I heard my cat outside, but it wasn't right. My cat was at my legs with her hair standing straight up. I picked up my cat, and we both looked out the window, and there was an identical cat at my doorstep. When it saw us, it shot off into the woods. Have you ever seen a game with a glitch where the NPC moves around but never moved its legs? Imagine that. It was like bright orange eyes twitching, like a mutation from Resident Evil. I'm still in the front room watching this thing. Even before YouTube, I knew what a skinwalker was, but I never thought it would come for me, and especially not far into a city like this. Today I'm going to get some sage and call a friend over to bless my house. think I can hear the same voice of a doll my niece left over outside of my window right now. This is not my story, but my dad's. He and some friends went hunting on his 21st birthday, hoping to catch some deer for deer jerky. By the time they got to their favorite spot, there were three FBI vans on the scene, saying there was a wild bear attack, but something seemed off about the attack. The bones had been cut clean, as in no skin left behind. Keep in mind, my dad's and his friends are professional hunters, and they know what a black bear attack is, and this is definitely not a black bear attack that they've ever heard of or seen. It's like they were trying to cover up something. The three vehicles left the scene eventually, and just told them to be careful and always have your guard up. So obviously a little scared, but not wanting to ruin their plans, they proceed with the hunt because they haven't been hunting in a few years, and this is where things took a turn for the worst. So they went hiking and continued to go until they arrived at their hunting tower. They had their rifles at the ready at this point and were looking for deer. There was one particular deer my dad saw and said, "This was weird because this deer was standing approximately 7 or 8 feet tall on its hind legs." One of his buddies said, "We need to go now. That is no deer." As soon as he said that, the thing turned around and looked at all three of them. They said the color drained from their faces, and they could feel as if this thing was taking aim on them. Like, it hated them. It had like this furious look on their face. They took aim with their guns and fired at it, but it seemingly barely left a dent on it and let out this high-pitched, inhuman scream. They all began to run back towards the truck. As they were, this thing began chasing them, screaming my dad's name. How it knew my dad's name, I will never know. Once they got out of there, they saw the thing chasing after the truck. One of my dad's buddies tried to shoot at it in the leg, knocking it down, but only for a brief second. They all were scared, but whenever they got back to civilization, they made a promise to never talk about this again. My friend and I lived out of town, maybe about 18 miles from the nearest town. One full moon night, we invited a friend of ours for some beers. We went out into the woods for a walk because we were bored, and suddenly the friend we invited says, "Guys, run!" and sprints off back to the house. He said it in a genuinely scared voice, and it was heap spooky out here, so we kind of just jogged back to the house in fear. When we got back, he said, he saw the rake. We didn't know what it was, so he showed us a picture of it. We kind of just shrugged it off and went on with our night. We didn't really know what to do. We didn't see anything, so couldn't be real. The next weekend, my friend and I were having some beers on the balcony. We suddenly saw yellow, glowing eyes staring at us from the edge of the woods. So, creeped out, we went back inside. That's all that happened that night anyway. Every now and then, after that, weird stuff would happen occasionally at night. The power got turned off, and we heard scratches on the windows. We'd hear weird groaning outside, and then the dog would go nuts barking and sometimes yelping, which was odd because nothing really happened on our property. One night when the dog was going off, my friend and I checked to see what was going on. We opened the back door and we saw a bald, gray, lanky humanoid creature with pitch black eyes. It instantly ran off on all fours, immediately after we made eye contact with it. This scared the ever-living crap out of us and confirmed what happened to the friend we invited over. For weeks, we tried to catch the creature on camera to show our friends why we were so paranoid. They thought we were going crazy, and I don't blame them. We saw it a couple more times but never had the camera on us, so we made a plan. We invited the friend who first saw it over on a full moon night, grabbed our machetes and a kitchen knife. We went into the woods to go kill the thing. We saw it maybe 20 minutes into the hunt and it ran off. We tried running after it, but it was so quick, quicker than any animal I've ever seen. This happened several times, but we were determined to catch and kill this beast. Our search led us deep, deep into the woods. We were lost at this point, but we kept on going. We started hearing the groaning, and my mate's dog takes off into the shrub. We hear growling and barking, and then his dog starts yelping. We ran after it and saw the rake up close. It had its dog pinned down to the ground, with its hands around its throat, but yet again, when we got close, it took off into the woods. At this point, we went home. We decided not to mess with it or look for it any further. I now live in the city and haven't been bothered by it since. By the way, my friend's dog was just fine. Hello, Swamp Dweller. I have previously shared a story on the show about a large creature in the woods behind my house. I may have mentioned I live in Iowa, but I don't quite remember. Well, in any case, I think the creature is getting braver. This first happened yesterday. I was outside with my dogs, letting them go to the bathroom one more time before we all went to bed. It was about 10 p.m., so it was pretty much pitch black out. The dogs were making their rounds, running around the house, and I decided to join them. I made my way to the back of the house and stopped. It just felt wrong. I don't really know how to describe it. I shined my flashlight towards the cow pasture that's behind my house, and what I saw is what looked like two eyes. At least I think they were two eyes. They shone yellow in the light and looked to be about 8 feet off the ground. I turned on my heels and went back around to the front of the house. My dogs followed and did their business in the front yard. I put what I saw out of my mind and continued to watch my dogs, letting them play a bit. I was pulled back from my feeling of safety by a feeling of being watched. I turned towards the side of my house that leads to the timber and saw what looks like a creature. It didn't look like how I remembered it, though. It looked skinnier, taller, and had way less hair. It was just thin and hairless. The best way I could describe it is it looked like that creature, the Rake, mixed with the Slender Man. But it was much bigger, with brownish-red skin. I immediately called my dogs to me, and we went inside. I tried to busy myself putting it out of my head, trying to rid the deer bones I collected earlier in the day of ants. I kept glancing out the kitchen window towards the timber, hoping I wouldn't see this thing again. For 3 hours, I kept hearing tapping on my windows all around the house. The windows are about 10 feet off the ground because my house was built on a hill. I finally got tired of it and went to bed. I'd definitely not be one of the people who survive in a horror movie. This brings us to today. I was once again letting the dogs out one last time and decided to try my luck with the back of the house. I make it about to the same spot as I had stopped yesterday, when I hear a dog. That would be normal, but the barking was off somehow. It was repetitive, like it was on a loop, and getting louder. It sounded like somebody was playing a recording of a dog bark over and over again. When it reached the edge of the timber, it suddenly changed. It faded from a bark to a loud, demonic, continuous growl. I did the only sane and smart thing and noped out of there as quick as my legs would take me. My dogs followed me not far behind. I've been trying to ignore this feeling, but it's just hard, you know? It feels like it's getting closer and closer. I'm in my room as I'm writing this, and I keep hearing the rhythmic tapping. I genuinely don't know what this is, and I'm getting worried. I've found shredded birds and an increase of animal bones in the timber. It's getting braver, and I don't know what to do. I worry about my dogs and my family's safety. Thanks for sharing this, Swamp. I hope I find out what this is before it gets any braver. My name is Elias. I'm a 23-year-old, 6'3", African-American. Growing up, I lived in one of those ghetto-type neighborhoods where there was a lot of gang violence and bad things happened. My father left before I was born and I never had the chance to meet him, and at this point I don't want to. When I was 12, my mother had a heart attack and died, but I won't get into that right now. I work in a 7-Eleven currently, The 7-Eleven I work at is at the edge of a forest on a road in the middle of a forest. The 7-Eleven I work at is at the edge of a forest. The road that it's on leads straight smack dab into the middle of nowhere. I usually work night shifts because I like it there, and there are not a lot of people that come in. I have never been a people person. It was a normal night, and there were even fewer people than normal. I found it strange, but didn't think much about it, if I'm honest. I had heard a feminine scream. I have never heard something so menacing in my life, but for whatever reason, I felt like I was needed. I felt like someone was in dire trouble, like they needed help, I don't know. I walked outside the doors to check out what was going on. I looked around the gas pump searching for the cause of the squeal. I didn't see anything, at least nothing that would explain the sound. As I was about to head back inside, I heard a scream from the back of the gas pumps. I rushed to the sound and figured out what was making this distressing sound. As I turned the corner, I saw what at the time I thought to be a man, but he looked odd. I disappointingly said, "What's wrong?" The creature turned around. It had the features of a man, but they were off. I suppose the best way to describe is it looked like a little kid drawing of a human face. It said to me, in my own voice, "What's wrong?" In nearly the same tone. I naively said to the man, "Shut up." Then the creature repeated, "Shut up." I then stupidly picked up something off the ground and threw it at it. It made the most horrifying sound I had ever heard. It was like something straight out of the horror movies. Shook by this creature's scream, I sprinted faster than I ever have. I could hear it chasing me. I ran track in high school, though, so I'm one fast mofo, but I swear it touched my leg for a brief moment. I barely made it inside the 7-Eleven, locked myself in the back. I heard the sound of something scratching the glass, but it seemed like whatever it was didn't come inside. But I wasn't going to take any chances. I waited all night locked in the back. In the morning, I left from the back of the 7-Eleven. There was no trace of the creature, except that there were long scratches on the 7-Eleven glass door. I went home, never seeing that beast again. I did some research, and I think it could be something along the lines of a skinwalker or something, but I'm not really too sure, and I just can't find anything else that better, matches this. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if that thing caught me. But I don't think I want to know. If anybody has any idea what this creature could be, please let me know. When I was 17 years old, my brothers C, S, and B all moved away and started living their own lives. My dad and I were in a new hunting area, in a place called River Ranch in Central Florida. Our old plot was bought and was being turned into a suburb in Orlando. It was late at night and my dad and I went to our stand. We had devised a plan where I'd sit alone in one stand and my dad would walk around for 20 minutes or so in the area, seeing if he could stir up any pigs or deer, and he'd walk back to the truck probably about a mile or so up the dirt trail and come back for me in about an hour or so. Nothing really happened while I sat in the stand. I just had my .243 rifle and my knife, plus I was 15 feet up in a tree, so I felt pretty safe. At this point, I've been hunting for years now, so I was comfortable in the late hours in the woods, and I find it rather therapeutic. Anyways, I spotted my dad walking down the dirt path leading to the truck, coming to get me. He signaled me with the flashlight to meet him on the trail, so I climbed down. The difference was night and day when I climbed down from the tree stand. My comfortable, safe feeling of the stand was changed with the feeling of being watched by something that felt like it wanted to harm me. I noticed that the area was completely devoid of sound. Not even the crickets were chirping. Being an experienced hunter, this told me a predator was likely in the area. It being South Florida, the only predator, aside from a feral hog that could take down a 180-pound pretty-built lacrosse player, would be a Florida panther, or what is commonly called, in other areas, a mountain lion. They are very rare, but we've seen signs that panthers lived in this area. They're also booming right now, so there's tons of them everywhere. 17-year-old me was thinking, oh great, I'm being stalked by a panther while I have to walk 120 yards in between quick palm fronds, bushes, and pine trees with small areas of clearings with relatively tall grass. This thing can easily take me down without me even knowing until it attacks. But when I noticed the smell, if you've ever been to the swamps, it has that sort of stale water and wet dog smell. Then I began to think it was a hog, which also smells pretty bad. This made me feel a little bit more safe because as long as it's not a sow with piglets, it probably won't mess with me. In fact, it'll just stand as still as possible, hoping I pass and resume its own business. Finally, after a cautious walk, I met up with my dad and we started to walk back to the truck. But suddenly, we heard loud, almost purposeful cracking of branches with loud footfalls. It sounded like something crazy was sprinting through the brush. At first, we were just like, what the heck? Maybe we spooked a pig or a deer. It couldn't be a panther. They wouldn't want to draw attention to themselves like that, especially if it was stalking us. But that smell was still in the air as my dad and I continued to the truck. We again heard the cracking of branches and footfalls, but this time we heard an impact of something heavy in the dirt behind us. We turned and saw a rock that had been 10 pounds at least, thrown up. My dad and I looked at each other. Did someone really just throw a rock at us? Then another rock came flying towards us, just barely missing us by inches. We looked in the direction of where it came from, but didn't see anything, thanks to the darkness of the woods and the thick brush around us. My dad told me to chamber around and ready my rifle as he pulled out his pistol. Now, my dad was prior Special Forces with the Marine Corps. He did plenty of operations overseas and doesn't really like to talk about it. He was behind enemy lines and in hostile territory alone with no reinforcements, multiple times. This was the first time I ever saw him truly scared, but not for himself. He was scared for me. I think at this point, he knew whatever this was not a person or any animal that we knew of, mainly because of the footfalls, which sounded much heavier, and the branches cracking sounded like thick pieces of tree. My dad and I started to speed up cautiously, but not running because we didn't know if running would all of a sudden trigger a response for whatever the hell this thing was to start harassing us even more. After I came back from my first deployment in 2016, my dad finally told me how he felt and what he saw. He said at some point, as we were heading to the truck, he caught a glimpse of whatever this thing was. He said he saw a large, bulky shadow running in the brush covered in what he said was fur. He said this thing was twice his size. It easily had to dwarf his weight as well. My dad's not very tall. He's only 5'9", but he's not fat. He has some weight on him, though. Now, my dad, brothers, and I have been through some weird stuff in the woods. We've driven into palms and witnessed a dude pleasuring another one, come out on the road, blocked off by real deep south rednecks, telling us we can't go any further. We've seen people possibly burying a body, we've witnessed a possible UFO, and found old buildings covered by nature that had satanic worship sites, but none of that got my dad to admit he was scared. But this experience, for whatever reason, whatever this thing that was harassing us in the silent dead of night, it got to him. I don't know what we witnessed, but with the smell, territorial nature, and throwing rocks, I'm confidently sure we were stalked by a skunk ape. If anyone has any other idea of what it could be, please comment down below. I went hunting in one of the local forests around here. I found out I was being hunted instead. I went on a hunting trip in one of the forests, which I will not name to protect everyone listening. I went on this trip by myself since the company usually leaves me too distracted. The forest I entered this time was unfamiliar to me. I had to use a GPS as a guiding system. since I did not know my way around this particular area. The forest was a pretty decent size. I did not want to spook any people wandering in the area with my hunting rifles, so I steered of any pathways and walked through the trees, looking for any high points for me to set upon. I found a pretty decent-sized hill, with a lot of plant life growing on it. I thought to myself, perfect. I could easily conceal myself in the bushes, so this spot seemed ideal to me. It was quite a long wait until I saw any actual movement, but as a hunter, I was used to playing the waiting game. It was getting pretty dark, and I decided I was only going to stay for 30 minutes before packing up. Maybe luck would be on my side. How wrong I was. I spotted a deer, but this was no normal deer. This was an absolutely giant buck. Its appearance and behavior got my attention more than anything, though. It looked rabid, if that makes any sense. The fur looked manged and it was covered in like bald spots. The eyes were sunken in, and it looked like it was on alert or something, almost as if it were searching for something. I thought to myself that it probably was dying or old or maybe even diseased. I thought it might even be the best decision to try to take this animal out of its misery. Based on my visual clues, I could tell this was no life for any animal. So I began slowing down my breath, checked the wind, and aligned my crosshairs. I slowly breathed out and took the shot. I aimed for its head. It fell to the ground, but to my surprise, it stood back up in an almost instant. I was baffled and absolutely mind blown. This next part still gives me shivers. When it stood up, I clearly saw the bullet wound on the side of its head, still gushing blood out of it. It let out a blood-curdling scream which no deer should ever be able to make. This chilled me to the bone. I left all of my stuff except for my rifle and ran as hard as I could. I kept on running and running, praying I would make it out of there alive. I could hear it screaming and running in the same direction as me in the distance. I realized at this point I was being chased. I found a pathway and began running down. I tried to find the parking lot where I was parked. I spotted two people, which I assumed were a couple going out for a walk. I frantically said, "Get out of here! Get out of here now! It's not safe!" I think the terrified look on my face said enough, and we all ran out of the forest together. I don't know what it was that I saw that day, but I don't think I can ever forget those sunken eyes and that scream. Thank you, Swamp, for narrating and sharing my story. It all started when me, my mom, my sister, and my older brother moved into our new house. The backyard had no grass at all, and the house itself was painted a dull, faded-out blue. It didn't help that two kids went missing there. You may be thinking, kids go missing all the time. And sure, while that's true, this was an exception. This house wasn't an all-the-time situation. When we first moved in, my mom found a butcher knife in the back of the bathroom cabinet. The two kids that went missing lived there with their mentally unstable mother. Their father was out of the picture in some way. At night, the house was eerily quiet. Me and my sister had a bunk bed. At first, I got the bottom, seeing as I was younger, and she got the top. At night, when I would lay down to sleep, I would have a clear view of the closet. Some nights, I would see what looked like a crouched figure in the darkness of the closet. Others, I could feel it looming over me. One of those nights, I didn't dare open my eyes or move a muscle. I often told my mom and sister about it, which made my sister give me the top. But even then, it was bad. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and feel it standing at the end, peeking over at me. It wasn't necessarily terrifying to look at. It was faceless and pitch black. The only things that scared me were its inhuman shape and its height. It had mangled skin. It was definitely touching the roof when it stood up. It had long, claw-like fingers and animal-like legs. I never got any sleep when it was around. When I asked my sister if she ever saw it, she would deny it. I was often plagued with terrible nightmares while this was occurring. Ones about demons crawling up from the ground all around us, mostly the backyard, and slowly killing all of my family, and saving me for last. Once, where a black substance would seep down from the walls and morph into inhuman, mangled bodies. At the back of the house, where my and my sister's room were located, there was always a dark and gloomy feeling. But it wasn't everywhere else in the house, only in my room. My mom and older brother always joked about knowing if bodies were buried in the back, but the truth was that we didn't know, because the whole thing was dirt. Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright unexplainable cryptid stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it be an experience with a cryptid creature or something else entirely, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload videos almost every single day on all things natural and supernatural. What do you guys think about these stories? Do you really believe that these cryptid creatures are as diverse and as plentiful as these stories seem to detail? I don't know. If you guys aren't aware, you can download your favorite scary stories from the swamp on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you download podcasts. Thank you guys as always for supporting the swamp the way you do. We're getting pretty close to 170,000 subscribers. I never imagined that we can get this far, and I appreciate you guys for helping me get there. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.